Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Dr. John here. And we're going to go over chapter 15 again of Acts and some different things about it. And hopefully we'll get through the chapter. Okay, verse 1 of chapter 15 of Acts. And certain men which came down from Judea taught the brethren and said, except ye be circumcised after the manner of Moses, ye cannot be saved. When therefore Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and disputation with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain others of them should go to Jerusalem about unto the apostles and elders about this question. Very important question. It's always been a problem with the church, and the church or the organization of some people, of churches, adding to the finished work of Christ. And here these Pharisees are saying, hey, you got to be circumcised to be saved. You got to believe in Jesus Christ, the finished work of Jesus Christ for your salvation, but you got to be circumcised also to finish the salvation. That's hogwash. Okay. So the verse 3, and being brought on the way by the church, they passed through Phoenicia and Samaria, declaring the conversion of the Gentiles, telling everybody the Gentiles are being saved. And they caused great joy unto all brethren. And when they were come to Jerusalem, they were received of the church and of the apostles and elders, and they declared all things that God had done with them. Understand that most of the people in Jerusalem were Jews. Okay, so they knew the law of God. They are familiar with all the requirements of the laws and all the do's and don'ts of the laws. At least they should have been, and most of them did. Verse 5, and you remember how Peter in Acts 10 had a dream, and that the unclean animals came down on a sheet three times and God told him to eat them. Peter said, I don't eat anything like that. I'm not supposed it's against the law. And God told him, he says, what I call clean is clean. So he got an understanding right there that things were changing from the law to grace. Okay. All right, verse 5. But those there rose up certain of the sect of the Pharisees which believed, saying that it was needful to circumcise them and to command them to keep the law of Moses. So these people knew, and a lot of them knew it, so there was this contention. What about this? Verse 6. And the apostles and elders came together for to consider of the matter, and when there had been much disputing, Peter, I told you about just now, rose up and said unto them, men and brethren, you know how that a good while ago God made choice among us that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost. That's the seal. That's the sign of salvation, the Holy Ghost. That's what Paul said in Ephesians. This is a sign. Even as he did unto us, we received the Holy Ghost, and they did also. And put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. Now, therefore, why tempt ye God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear? They couldn't obey the word of God. They couldn't keep the word of God. And so you want to make them do things that you can't do. Same old story. Jesus rebuked the Pharisees about it. But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved even as they. So he's saying, hey, we're saved. We don't have to keep the law. And just like the Gentiles are saved, and they didn't even know the law. Verse 12, Then all the multitude kept silence and gave audience to Barnabas and Paul, declaring the miracles and wonders God had wrought among the Gentiles by them. They just came from starting churches and people getting saved in what we would call, well, let's just say Iconium, that area. And we just read that last chapter. Verse 13, and after that they held their peace. James answered, saying, men and brethren, hearken unto me. Simeon hath declared, and that's Peter, Simeon, Peter, same name, hath declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name, and to this agree the words of the prophets as it is written. After this I will return and will build again the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down, and I will build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up, that the residue of men might seek after the Lord and all the Gentiles upon whom my name is called, saith the Lord who doeth all these things. There it is, prophecy fulfilled. Verse 18, known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world. Right? This was known from the beginning of the world. This was prophesied in Genesis 3:15. And God foredid this, foreknown this, and engineered this before he created. He started the creation. Wherefore, my sentence is this, is that we trouble not them which from among the Gentiles are turned to God, but that we write unto them that they abstain from pollutions of idols. Okay, pollutions of idols is that they don't worship other gods. They don't bow down to them. They don't make reverence to them. They don't think highly of them. Like they had buku idols. They had all kinds of different idols. And what was it in Iconium, Mercury and Zeus or something they thought Barnabas and Paul were? So these are figments of imagination. These are idols. And so also, and from fornication. Fornication, like in our country, in our world today, is very practiced normally. It's prominent. And it makes a mess of things. And so he says, abstain from that and from things strangled. There's a way that Jews, according to the Jewish law, which is health, we know it as health now, and it was their health laws too back then, that you don't eat things strangled. There's a certain way an animal should be killed. The blood is let out, and so it does not sour or get poisoned by staying in the animal. Okay, and from blood. A lot of these religions use blood in their drinking of blood and in their worship. And God says, don't drink the blood. Stay away from, again, for the same reason of the health reasons. Okay, that's what I told them to do, because that was what was prominent in their religions. Okay, let's read on. For Moses of old time in every city, them that preach him being read in the synagogues every Sabbath day. So the Jews have been spread all over the world. They set up synagogues and people come and listen to the word of God. And the Jews and Gentiles, the proselytes, became Jews. And so they heard the word of God. They knew about all the dietary laws and the ceremonial laws and everything else and the moral laws. And so here comes the Gentiles, and they're becoming believers in Christ by faith. Then you have the Jews. They're becoming believers in Christ by faith. And that alone, Jesus did all the work. He fulfilled the prophecy. He's the Messiah. And you still have the Pharisees that want to hang on to adding to religion. Well, now you got the Christians that don't believe in that. You got believers Jews, believers Gentiles that have been filled with the Holy Spirit, have been given the seal of the Holy Spirit, and they're living by that input into their life, by fellowship with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is comforting them, educating them, counseling them, and realizing that, hey, I'm a new creature in Christ. I don't have to keep all these old laws. And so they set up some things that they should do for a healthy society and a healthy body, but the rest of it is fulfilled in Christ. So, and that's what he's saying. For Moses of old time hath in every city them that preach him being read in the synagogues and every Sabbath. You don't do away with Moses, but you understand that most of Moses has been fulfilled in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Okay, verse 22, then pleaded it the apostles and elders with the whole church to send chosen men of their own company to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas, namely Judas, surnamed Barabbas, Barsabbas, and Silas, chief men among the brethren. And they wrote letters by them after this manner, the apostles and elders and brethren send greeting unto the brethren, which are of the Gentiles, in Antioch, in Syria, in Cilicia. Okay, now Iconium in Antioch. Okay, verse 24. For as much as we have heard that certain which went out from us have troubled you with words, subverting your soul, saying you must be circumcised and keep the law, to whom we gave no such commandment. They're straightening it out, making it clear. They're writing letters. It seemed good unto us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men unto you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, men that have hazarded their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have sent therefore Judas and Silas, who shall also tell you the same things by mouth. For it seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things, which were mentioned about the blood and the idols and the fornication. Because they're saved. That, verse 29, that ye abstain from meats offered to idols, and from blood, and from things strangled, and from fornication, from which if ye keep yourselves, ye should do well. Fare ye well. Well, what a relief. What a relief for the new believer, the Gentiles. What a relief to the Jews. It's finished. It's all in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I don't have to listen to these Pharisees and these other religious leaders telling me, don't do this. You got to do that. And yada, yada, yada. No, it's done in Christ. Okay. Verse 30. So when they were dismissed, they came to Antioch, and when they had gathered multitude together, they delivered the epistle, which when they had read, they rejoiced for the consolation. I would too. And Judas and Silas, being prophets, also themselves exhorted the brethren with many words and confirmed them. After that, and after they had tarried there a space, they were let go in peace from the brethren unto the apostles. Notwithstanding, it pleased Silas to abide there still. Paul also and Barnabas continued in Antioch, teaching and preaching the word of the Lord with many others also. After some days after, Paul said unto Barnabas, let us go and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they do. Makes sense? I would too. And Barnabas determined to take with him John, whose surname is Mark, but Paul thought not good to take him with them, who departed from them from Pamphylia and went not with them to the work. And they, the contention was so sharp between them that they departed asunder one from the other. And so Barnabas took Mark and sailed to Cyprus. And Paul chose Silas and departed, being recommended by the brethren unto the grace of God. And he went through Syria and the Cilicia, confirming the churches. Amen. Had a little contention there. They're humans. You got the fallen nature still available, live and kicking. God bless you. If you want, get in contact with me. I'd love to hear from you at wsm217@gmail.com.